So there are five books that Moses wrote, and they're the first five books of the Old Testament. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Okay. And so when we talk about the law or the book of the law, that's what we're talking about, those five books. Okay. Jews and Judaizers will call this the Torah because they don't speak English, but it's law. Torah is just another language for law, right? So it's the books of the law or the books of Moses is what that's called. So Genesis obviously tells about the creation of the earth all the way up through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and their descendants going down into Egypt, right? Then Exodus, what does the word Exodus mean? It means they're leaving, right? Exodus is them leaving Egypt, Moses, the plagues, Pharaoh, the Red Sea, all that. So Exodus gets them out of Egypt. Well, the thing about Leviticus is not really a storybook. Leviticus is mainly just laws. It has very little story in it, very little. It's just a lot of laws. So the story is kind of on pause in the book of Leviticus. So Exodus gets them out of the wilderness. Exodus gets them out of Egypt. It gets them to Mount Sinai. They get the Ten Commandments. They get the laws of God. But Numbers is where we kind of pick up the story. From where Exodus left off, we pick it up in Numbers. So Numbers is where they end up offending God, not being allowed to go into the Promised Land, and wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. So Numbers covers them basically messing up and the 40 years that they spend wandering in the wilderness as a result. That's pretty much the subject matter of the book of Numbers. In a nutshell, the overview is that it's that period of the wanderings in the wilderness between Mount Sinai and them going into the Promised Land. And then when you get to Deuteronomy is a recap of everything that's happened, and he just gives different details and so forth. Because the word Deuteronomy literally means second law. Deutero means second. The nami at the end means law. It's a second law because it's basically Moses is just kind of giving a recap of everything and telling the whole story from a different angle and giving a lot of laws from different angles and adding in different details and things that were left out. And that's what the Bible often does, doesn't it? The Bible often gives us things two times, three times, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. You know, so Deuteronomy is a recap. So the story books are pretty much Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, and then that pretty much leads into Joshua. You know, that's kind of how the story would go. Leviticus and Deuteronomy are kind of just plugged in there with more laws, more information, a little bit of a recap.